This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Tim Carney, I think the person I'd like to be least right now in Washington, D.C. is Paul Ryan, who has spent his entire life being a deficit hawk. But you look at what the president's promising, which is more coverage, costing less. And you look at the $20 trillion debt, you look at these protests, which Republicans, I don't think are going to be lulled into a false sense of security like Democrats were in 2009. Mm-hmm. And suddenly Paul Ryan's thinking, man, how do I make all of these numbers add up? How do we stop a $20 trillion debt from becoming a $30 trillion debt?
No, you're right. That President Trump is making Paul Ryan's job harder because he's saying that you can have more coverage with less cost to the taxpayer and more choice. Now, whether Trump thinks that government is a magic wand to do that or the market is going to magically do that, I don't know. But when you talk to conservatives on the Hill and conservatives in think tank world, they wince every time Trump makes that sort of rainbows and unicorns dancing on the rainbows promises. It makes the voters demand that.
And then, Tim, you can see this coming, can't you? I mean, I think we all, at least conservatives, can see how this, it always ends up, we always end up writing bigger checks at the end of the
Democrats
we're called like heartless, cold people. But if you're Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and if they can't see this, let me tell them how it turns out. Like, they're going to fight behind you to try to come up with this great, well-reasoned, thought-out, responsible bill. They're going to put it out there. And then Donald Trump's going to go, no, it doesn't go far enough. They're cold-hearted. We're going to make it cheaper, and we're going to give them more coverage, right?
And then the Democrats are going to come in after that and say it needs to have even more coverage than that. You remember this, Joe. This is the way it always worked. That Republicans said, hey, we're going to do No Child Left Behind, have all this money for schools. And Democrats said, we want more. We're going to have more prescription drug coverage. Well, we want more. You can't outspend the Democratic Party.
And by the way, he's exactly right. There was never anything we put on the House floor that the Democrats didn't say, they're cold and heartless, we want more. Like, if you'd gone and asked them how much you want, an increase in something, they go, oh, 4%, okay. We're going to give them 4%, and then they're on the floor screaming 5 minutes later, Republicans are cold and heartless, we need a 6% increase. And that's exactly what Republicans are set up for the kill here.
Look, I'll skip the...
That's the way they roll. I mean, the way they laid it out is exactly right. Of course, Morning Joe and Micah and Timothy Carney, who is a commentary editor with the Washington Examiner and a visiting fellow with the American Enterprise Institute. You know, that's the way it works. Don't be surprised. You know, this is the dynamic tension that goes on. And, of course, the Democrats are going to do everything they can to try to put a wrench in the spoke of this whole deal, because they're trying to protect the legacy of, oh, yeah, their titular head, their former president, maybe dark shadow leader of the Democratic Party still to this day, because they seem to be without a leader still, but somebody is pulling the levers there with the Democratic Party, and could it still be President Obama, who stays and resides in Washington, D.C., quite possibly. You know, hey, only the shadow knows, as they say. But regardless of all that, I mean, this is the process. This is, as some would say, this is, you know, making the sausage, and you got to grind this stuff out. And I love that Trump is there saying it's not enough, because that's what is needed right now, is a cheerleader for we the people to, you know, bring that discussion on to say, look, can't you do better? I mean, with Boeing, here's a $4 billion deal for your airplane. I think you guys can do better than that. I mean, did they ever hear that before? I mean, you go in and everybody, all the Democrats and everybody was all concerned because President Trump was saying something about NATO was going to be a problem. And Mattis goes and says, guys, you know, hey, it's time to pay your fair share. What do you think? And they go, yeah, okay. You know, no big whoop. But, I mean, you know, do you think the mainstream media is going to give Donald Trump and the administration credit? I mean, this is his expertise. This is his gift. that he brings into the Oval Office that we can take advantage of, that he's going to be there to ask the tough questions. So step up. All right? Both sides, whether it's Paul Ryan or the Democrats or Chuckie Schumer and the rest of the boys and girls. Hey, look, this can be a lot of fun, and we can do some great things if we do it together. All right? That's what's more important.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. I say get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. They do count here. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just keep those cards and letters coming in. We'd love to hear from you. You know, the history of the failure of war can almost be summed up in two words, the late General Douglas MacArthur said. And those two words, too late. Too late in comprehending the deadly purpose of a potential enemy. Too late in realizing the mortal danger. Too late in preparedness. Too late in uniting all possible forces for resistance. Too late in standing with one's friends. Whew. Boy, does that echo through the ages. The general went on to say that one cannot wage war under present conditions without the support of public opinion, which is tremendously molded by the press and other forms of propaganda. And the challenge is, if the public does not understand the emerging threat, if they don't realize what is happening, and if we want to, as Nani Darwish said, you know, I think it's easy to blame the media and blame somebody else that we don't know. No, shame on us. We should know. I mean, this is the information age. I mean, how far away are you from any bit of information you can Google? Yes, you've got to go through the process and make sure that you are getting reliable sources here. I mean, look at Dr. Bonner Cohen pointed out earlier. We get information from an agency like NOAA that we give a lot of money to, and then they jury-rig the science. And shame on them. I mean, more than shame on them. Somebody needs to go to jail for that. I mean, somebody needs to lose their job for rigging the numbers for political purposes. They misappropriated the people's money to support their own political cause. Look, you got a political cause, fine. Go, you know, go do your Al Gore kind of thing and get your fundraisers and the other people that are like-minded. Raise your money. Go spend their money. I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. And whatever idea that you have should be appropriately challenged and debated in the public marketplace. No problem. But if you're working for the government at the behest of we the people, then you better darn well be responsible, and you better make sure those dollars count. And what I appreciate about Donald Trump being in the Oval Office is because I think America is starting to wake up to the proposition that there should be return on investment. That is our money that you are investing. What are we getting for this? What is the return on our taxes that we entrust to the government? Okay, this is the question that needs to be out there, and that you need to, like a dog on a bone, ladies and gentlemen, this is really going to take some serious focus. But, you know, if you're more attuned to your video games and all that, okay, fine. We all need amusement. You know, I decompress. I mean, for me, After the show, I go out and I hit some golf balls. I got to decompress, as you can imagine. You know, it's healthy. I'm not saying that, you know, you become such a zealot that you can't have fun or you can't allow yourself some decompression. That's good for the soul and spirit. But I'm saying there needs to be some time carved out, if even just a moment. You know, Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriots was with us the other day, and well, they've set aside different objectives for each day of the week. You know, Message Monday, you know, where you're sending out messages to your congressman. And on our website, there is a number that I sent out to everybody, and it's there for you. You can dial it up, and you just text this phone number, and it will give you your it might be on our Facebook page, rather. But you text the number, and it will give you a list of your senators and your congressmen, your legislative representatives in your area, and their phone number right there. So there's no excuse. So you got a phone number. Okay, so you want an email. Call the phone number. Get an email so that you can send whatever is easiest for you to do. But start doing something. And you don't have to do a big thing. I mean, it's like, hey, you don't have to carve out a half hour of the day. How about 5 minutes? But, you know, what does it take? Send an email. Just a real short sentence. Hey, I want you to stay on top of this issue. This is important to me. That's all I got to say. Okay, your opinion counts, believe it or not. But see, we've been led to believe that it doesn't because of all the K Street influences that happens on the Beltway, all the other stuff that goes on, that we don't count. You don't think we don't count? Look what happened in November. And look what's happening right now. And God bless Donald Trump. God bless Melania. God bless the family for what they're doing. I mean, they didn't have to do this. Maybe they did, but, you know, that's a whole other issue. But they really didn't have to do this. Walk away from their businesses for what? For we the people? Because they saw how messed up it was and who was going to do it? Who was going to answer the call? And look what's happening. Whether it's the press. I mean, it's like Rush Limbaugh said very appropriately, the media did not make Donald Trump. And I think the other part of that accident, because they didn't make him, they can't take him out. And that is frustrating for them. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you? Right? So they didn't make him. They're not about to be able to take him out. He is a force to be reckoned with. And we can be thankful for that. But we need to come alongside this president and what he's doing. And even if you take 5 minutes to say, Mr. President, I've never done this before, but I just want to say thanks. Thanks for hanging in there. That'll go a long way. It'll be a bit of encouragement, especially to his, you know, to his wife as well, who's been maligned. Are you kidding me? I mean, she says the Lord's Prayer, but oh my goodness, we're all going crazy. But I got to tell you, I was excited that, you know, a lot of people in the audience were praying right along with her. The Lord's Prayer, who doesn't know the Lord's Prayer? I mean, as I said yesterday, you got over 1 billion Catholics across the country on Sundays, at least, if not on a more daily basis, some even more so, but certainly at least on Sunday. Hold hands, pray the Lord's Prayer. What a powerful prayer. What a powerful prayer right there. It sums it all up. It's a prayer that Jesus himself gave us. He said, hey, you know, they asked his disciples, said, hey, you know, we want what you got. How do we pray? You know, teach us to pray. He gave us the Lord's Prayer that through the ages, since his time here on earth, we pray the Lord's Prayer. And you think about it. You analyze what the Lord's Prayer embodies word for word. Sentence by sentence. And also, my mindset, because I think this way, and you might say, oh, Martinez, you're a little goofy. But I like to look between the words and look for the meaning between the words. Not only the words themselves, but between the words. And especially when it comes from Jesus, because after all, I mean, who's closer to God than Jesus himself, right? And he's right there right now with him. The Bible says he's at the right hand of the Father. Well, you know what? I want to be close to Jesus because of that. So, I take what Jesus says sincerely, earnestly, and I look for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to say, okay, what else? What else is God saying? Because, you know, we're kind of goofy in this way. It's like, Jesus' word is about, he says, don't be like the rest of the people who just pray. They're just blabbering words off and stuff like that. It says, God already knows. But, you know, people think, oh, I got to fill up every space. And trust me, in this business, being on the radio, we call it dead air. You know, when something is not happening, that's dead. I grew up under that mantra that, oh, my goodness, you can't have dead air. I used to wake up, believe it or not, I'd wake up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, my goodness, the song is out. And you could just hear, back in the days when we played records, you could just hear the swirling sound of the needle on the label of the record going, shh, shh. you know, and I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, my goodness, I've got dead air. And, you know, my wife would go, what is wrong? Because it was just like in a panic, you know. You'd wake up and you'd be dreaming about dead air. And so sometimes we don't want to pause and be still and just listen. It's important. And I'll tell you, we're listening, and I want to hear your voice here. Let me know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It is Black History Month. After all we said and done, and I'll tell you, an excellent response on the chaplain of the United States Senate, the first African American and the first Seventh Day Adventist, Barry Black, and he had something of great importance, you know, to what we were talking earlier. And I want to bring that back again. This is what he had to say at the President's Prayer Breakfast.
President Trump, Vice President Pence, heads of state, members of Congress, speakers of Parliament, visiting clergy, my father's children. As I listen to that beautiful rendition of I Can Only Imagine, I found myself distracted from imagining that one day I could sing like that. The Bible says, thou shalt not covet, and you have caused me to transgress the law of God today. I don't get upset with people who sing well. I wish, however, they didn't make it look so easy. I want to talk about making your voice heard in heaven. As has already been stated, our lawmakers get together each week for a prayer breakfast. One of the things that really inspires me about that prayer breakfast is the closing prayer, when they stand and join hands and they pray together. To see Republican, Democrat, Independent praying together, I find myself thinking, where are the C-SPAN cameras when you need them, eh? One senator observed, as some of you may have heard, it's difficult to pray like that and then leave that room and go to the upper chamber and figuratively stab one of your colleagues in the back. The senator quickly added, it's not impossible, but it is difficult. Fewer of you may know that the next day in one of the hideaways, senators from both sides of the aisle meet for a Bible study. The Bible study begins and ends with a prayer. Again, both sides of the aisle praying with and for one another. Some of you may not know that every Wednesday the chiefs of staff get together for a Bible study that begins and ends with a prayer. Some of you may not know that every Friday, more than 100 staffers, Capitol Police officers, janitors, waiters, waitresses, come together for a Bible study. And that Bible study begins and ends with a prayer. Paul had it right in Philippians 4:22, there are saints in Caesar's household. And I am encouraged by the robust spirituality of so many who work on Capitol Hill. We have senators,
John,
who are
coming to an end here pretty quick,
under the radar, but ordained ministers. I won't out any of them right at this time. We also have senators whose spirituality dwarfs my own. And so we need to come together and realize that when we pray, we are making our voices heard in heaven. I believe they gather.
That's what it's all about, having our voices heard in heaven. Barry Black, the first African-American Senate chaplain. He's also the first Seventh-day Adventist. And, you know, I was just thinking about this, you know, as I was hearing him talk. And I know there is this war on religion that has been going on in this country. You know, and it's amazing to me because when you think about what our faith and our belief in Jesus Christ and our faith values have brought to this country, and yet we're under attack. And I want to say this, you know, to my brothers and sisters of faith, you got to stand. And having done all to stand, keep standing against this war. Because what matters, it's not so much that's going to hurt and our feelings get hurt because people don't know. Hey, we know the truth. We know how it ends. It's like Nani Darwish. Boy, I'll tell you, her book, you've got to get your hands on her book, Wholly Different, and look at the comparison of what she learned from the, I mean, this is a woman that was indoctrinated. I mean, this is a way of life, being raised Muslim. And her dad died for the cause. He was a martyr. He was an acknowledged martyr by the Egyptian president. And so this is what she grew under. And for her to, years later, come to the United States, and then she says she saw the light. And she can see clearly the difference between the Muslim faith and Christianity. Okay, it's a clear difference. But, you know, the thing is that you need to do is analyze whatever faith you believe in is what is the difference. You know, we use the Bible, you know, many of us use the Bible as our standard. What is your standard? And are you willing to take a bullet for that standard? Not because it's your cause. I mean, it's because others are counting on you. You know, as Jesus said, it's not being served, it's about serving. You know, if our mindset is always, it's got to be about me and it's all about me and all about us, then we miss something and we lose out in the process because we got it all mixed up because the world tells us just the opposite. The world says, hey, you know, what's in it for me? But you think about, you know, the origins of this country and you think about when this country works, it's when we think outside of ourselves, when we're most blessed. Simple axiom, better to give than receive. And you know that by experience. You know when you give, how much better you feel. Which isn't to say that receiving's not bad either. It's good because, you know, with a giver, you got to have a receiver, right? So it's all what makes the circle go round. And I know sometimes it's difficult for people to receive. But maybe it's your turn to receive, and it's okay. But when it's your turn to give, then you need to be there. You need to step up. And so as this war on godly principles continues here in our culture, my call to all people of faith, regardless of what you believe in, you've got to stand up. Stand up. Keep standing. I would encourage you to make sure that you know what it is, too. There's no excuse. You can't blame it on the mainstream media. You can't blame it on other people. You can't blame it on your pastor or the priest. You know, it's you. What you believe in, have you discovered? Have you searched it out? Is the Holy Spirit gnawing at you, waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, you need to check into this a little bit further? We're going to talk about forgiveness, you know? Oh, isn't that a fun topic, huh? Oh, God, I don't want to. That person's so unforgivable. That's why you need to forgive them even more so. You know, because it's easy to forgive the forgivable. It's the one that are most unforgivable. That is really carves you out deep and takes you a whole new level in your walk with God and your experience on spiritual things, on religious things, if you might say. The opportunity lies before us to stay as long as you're breathing, your heart's still beating. These are good times. These are great times. And the opportunity is yours, ladies and gentlemen, but it's up to you. You know, you got to be the one to take it. We can't expect Donald Trump or Melania or Ivanka or anybody else, for that matter, Barack Obama, to do it for us. You got to do it yourself. This is why we're so earnestly committed on pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. And again, I welcome anything, any challenges to that end, because that's how we're going to get better, is that we challenge and encourage one another. And I thank you for your emails, bill@billmartinezlive.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits.
We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. Hey, get involved in the conversation, okay? We'd love to hear from you. Your opinion counts. It's all important, okay? Otherwise, we'll all end up like California, where it's all being run by one echo chamber and one party. You know how that works. Hey, got a real treat for you. You know, for more than four decades, experiencing one of sight and sound's biblical stage epics meant a drive to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or Branson, Missouri. But coming May the 2nd, this year, okay, write this down on your calendar. Big X, save the date, May the 2nd this year. All that is about to change when one of Sight and Sound's musical dramas splashes into movie theaters nationwide from Fathom Events for a special one-night presentation called Jonah on Stage. With us right now to talk about it is the brand manager, Dean Sell, with Sight and Sound Theaters. Dean, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much. Good to be with you.
Hey, you've got to be excited about this Fathom event. I mean, this really brings Sight and Sound, what you guys have been doing. Last year we had an extensive conversation and a couple of interviews with you guys about Sight and Sound and the technology. And here it is. I mean, to be able to, you know, bring this out in a sense to the mass market, I think is a terrific opportunity for the audience as well as for Sight and Sound.
Yeah, we are just elated and super excited to be able to bring one of our shows, like you said, to a much broader audience. And for those that haven't been able to make it to Lancaster, Pennsylvania or Branson, Missouri, where our theaters are, this is an opportunity to go to your local movie theater and have a Sight and Sound experience to watch the Bibles come to life in a way that is just really, truly unique. Mm-hmm. And so we are just so excited, not just for the ability to take any story, but to bring Jonah, of all stories, to audiences like this. We're super excited about.
Well, in our conversation last year with Matt Neff, your CEO of Sight and Sound,
He told me that more than a million people come to see one of your shows every year. I mean, you got folks, you know, spreading the word, coming in. And so, like you say, this is going to really broaden the exposure of, you know, of the brand.
Yeah, well, we are just humbled by that number, Bill. We really are. Last year was our 40th anniversary of bringing the Baba to life. And we had, as you said, a record-breaking year. It was 1.4 million people come from around the world to have this experience. And so we know that people love to see these stories in this unique way. And so we're just excited to have more people have the opportunity to experience them and have them literally, you know, leap out of the pages of Scripture and come to life.
Well, you've been focusing all along on Bible stories. So some people would ask, okay, what's Sight and Sound Theater's secret?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know that there is a secret other than staying true to who we are and what we're passionate about, you know, and what we just love to do. And that is Bible stories live on stage. It's what we've, you know, always been doing in some way, shape, or form. You know, it started 40-plus years ago with our founders and a multimedia slideshow projector show, and it grew into what it is today.
Wow.
So, you know, there really isn't anything else like it, and I think that might be part of it as well. You know, you can't go and just have the experience anywhere, and we're just grateful that, you know, people have found Sight and Sound to be a great place to come.
Exactly. Well, as some of us would know, you've got a big stage there, and now you've got to fit it, you know, into the movie screen format. How are you guys able to do that?
Yeah, well, it's a challenge, I'll tell you that. But it's amazing how God works. You know, we were prompted to start filming our shows about a decade ago. And we didn't know at that time that we would be doing what we're doing this year, but God did. And so what has been taking place over the last 10 years has really been us getting better at capturing our shows for the screen in a way that is a great experience if you're not here live and in person. So as we look back, we're just, you know, marvel at, you know, the way that God's been working. And so certainly is a challenge, but they're two different experiences, you know, sitting in the theater and watching it live all around you on this panoramic stage, you know, that is having the animals and actors come along down the aisles beside you is one experience. And then when you watch it, you know, on screen, it's very different in that you get a more, you know, intimate perspective where the cameras are up on stage and you're seeing the actors, you know, expressions and their interactions with the animals and that kind of thing, where you, you know, don't have that experience when you're sitting in the theater. You know, your frame is your seat the whole time, you know, and the screen experience is one where you just get to dance around the theater a little bit, you know, and see it from different perspectives.
Well, Dean Sell, with all the stage epics that you guys have produced, why Jonah for your first national event?
Yeah, it's a really good question, you know, because we love all of these stories. And so we had a lot of conversation, debated a lot around which was the right one. And so, you know, we kind of narrowed it down to the ones that we already had in production. And then, you know, as we really were considering the live shows that we have on stage this year, Jonah being one of them, we said, you know, maybe this is a good opportunity for us to have the same show that's on stage at one of our physical locations, so that if somebody can't make it to Lancaster, you know, that's in California or Portland, Oregon, you know, or Denver, Colorado, or any place that, you know, this is an opportunity for them to take their family and experience it without having to make the travel across country.
You know, all the additional markets that you open up, you know, what you guys have been doing, I think it's going to be such a blessing. Although I'm sure there's some people that probably say, okay, you know, why are you violating, you know, the brand, so to speak? You know, have you been dealing with a little bit of that?
You know, not really. It's amazing. When we posted, I made the announcement on our social media pages, you know, it's amazing the kind of support and, you know, things that people were saying to us and people that were saying, you know, things that, you know, maybe you've said, hey, I had this experience. We wish we could come to Pennsylvania this year. We can't, but thank you, because now we can go in our own backyard to have, you know, the experience. So, you know, I'd say at the core of the brand really is, you know, Bible stories.
Yes.
And so for us, we've been bringing them to life on stage. And now this is just another opportunity for us to bring them to life. Mm. And it's still live on stage. It was filmed before a live audience. Now it's just a little bit different, you know, so. And I would say also, you know, it's amazing when you look back even further, the fact that we started with these multimedia shows, you know, which was projectors onto a screen. And it's sort of, you know, harkening back to our roots of really where it all began.
Yeah, you know, speaking of which, you know, some people might think, well, are you guys moving away from live stage productions? But I see this as an add-to proposition to the brand, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, we are not in any way, shape, or form moving away from these live shows on stage. You know, this really is an extension of that, you know. You know, we only have so many seats in our theaters, and we can only do so many shows, you know, a week. Beyond that, you know, once we have filled up all of those seats, you know, nobody else can get in, so to speak.
Right.
And so this just really opens up the seats to, you know, provide more people the opportunity to have the experience.
About a minute left here, and a couple of questions we'll wrap in behind, and that is, it's a Fathom event, so tell everybody the date that it'll take place, one night only, and what do you want the viewers to take away from Jonah on stage?
Yeah. Tuesday, May 2nd, one night only, in a theater near you. You can go to jonahonstagemovie.com, and you can type in your zip code, and you can find a theater that's closest to you. And, you know, I think our hope is that people will go as a family, and they'll have a shared experience as a family through a Bible story that causes them to, you know, see this story and see God in a way that they haven't experienced before. We're just so excited about that.
Well, congratulations on the effort. I look forward to it. I can hardly wait, Dean Sell. Dean Sell, Sight and Sound Theaters brand manager. Thank you, Dean, for being with us.
Bill, thank you so much.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Drop me an email. We love hearing from you. Just keep those cards and letters coming in. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for James Herson. Yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I am especially excited about what you've been investigating here regarding the leak that took down Michael Flynn, not to mention other leaks that I think when people really break this down, there's a lot of there, and they may not like what's being discovered.
No, they may not. You know, it's the big story. The real story. You know, you remember the media's been carrying the water for a fake news story, which the headlines read something like this. Russia hacked our elections.
Mm.
There's no evidence for that. There's it's basically just pure speculation. And yet that seems to be sort of the overriding theme, even about the Michael Flynn case. But the real story lurking behind that is the fact that there have been leaks in violation of federal statute, very serious felonies, and those leaks are by people who appear to be holdovers from the Obama administration. So the Obama administration and people in the Obama administration and the former president himself are implicated in these leaks. You know, it's amazing. It goes back to the summer of 2016. When the Obama Justice Department and the FBI went to what are called FISA courts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's an acronym for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And these are courts that are supposed to issue warrants for wiretaps involving terrorism charges. And yet the FBI went there for had to do with a server. This is ironic, a server in Trump Tower. And they were seeking a warrant not just for people in the Trump campaign back in June, but for Trump himself.
Exactly.
And the court turned him down, which is also very unusual. And then they went back again and narrowed their application, got one in October. And you look at the president, who essentially did nothing when, you know, Russia invaded Crimea, when Russia prepped up Assad, when Russia did all kinds of provocative acts and buzzed our ships and all this. But then all of a sudden, when it was political, it was part of perpetuating this Russia hacked the election theme.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked out 35 diplomats. He closed down two buildings, engaged in what could be viewed as an act of war by someone that they claim is a hothead, Vladimir Putin. In other words, endangering our national security. And so Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador, which presumably was to sue them and say, hey, look, don't overreact. A new group of guys are coming in.
Right.
What turned out to be a nothing burger. As a matter of fact, surprisingly, National Public Radio, not a source I usually come up with, and CNN both reported that basically Michael Flynn has done nothing wrong, that sources within the FBI say he didn't lie to them, so there's no statute violated, and the so-called Logan Act, most lawyers and judges think of it as an artifact. It was enacted in 1799. There have been zero convictions. And as a matter of fact, the fact that the New York Times said that Obama people were using the Logan Act to wiretap Flynn, that's an indication that it's political.
Without
and so
doubt.
Now President Trump has, in fact, referred this matter to the Justice Department. Who heads the Justice Department? The new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
Sessions, right.
Now, he can impanel a grand jury. He can issue subpoenas, take testimony. And you can bet that people like John Brennan, this group of holdovers, are going to be giving testimony to this grand jury. They're going to be responding to subpoenas, and it's going to be led all the way up to the doorway of the former president. And this is not something the media expects or anybody expects, but that happens to be even what the New York Times, if you look at their reports and you kind of analyze them, that's where it heads.
Well, James, I want to know if 18 minutes is missing from that, you know, from those tape recordings. I mean, this, I'm telling you, unless I'm misreading something, this is Watergate all over again. I mean, look at the timing of this, James. We didn't really push the pedal about the hacking of the Russians playing that narrative. I think, you know, just typical of Obama, he always throws these false flags out there that people chase after, and they step over the real evidence, just like this. They want to talk about Flynn and, you know, the lie and all that stuff, but even Trump said, you guys are missing the big story here. Not that we want to tell you how to do your job, but even Sean Spicer said, you need to look in these leaks. There's more there. When you look at the timeline of this, James, this was a fishing expedition by the President of the United States. This is why the FISA court originally threw it out, as you know. And then they came back and found a way to, you know, kind of squeeze it in there. And I'm sure the FISA court judge had to hold his nose on this one. I don't think that he felt real good signing off on this.
Well, the only reason that he could sleep at night is because it was a routine wiretap of a Russian ambassador, and they tend to be involved in espionage, and so they're routinely wiretapped. They wiretap our diplomats, we wiretap their diplomats, so that's why they were able to get it. But it's the timing that really looks bad, and this, what's called the deep state, this war with the intelligence is continuing. You know, over the weekend, kind of lost because it was early in the morning, a former CIA officer and a registered Democrat appeared on Fox. His name is Brian Dean Wright. Yes, we have a name. He's not anonymous. And he went on there and said that there are a handful of CIA officers. They are, quote, leftovers from the last administration, some of whom are upset that they didn't get a job in the Hillary Clinton administration, and they are engaged in leaking, and they are engaged in withholding intelligence data from the current administration. And what they are doing is very, very serious criminal activity.
Without a doubt.
And he quoted, by the way, another guy whose name we know, ex-NSA guy, John Schindler. And Schindler has a Twitter account. Here's what he wrote on his Twitter account. Quote, now we go nuclear. Intelligence community war going to new levels. Just got an email from a senior intelligence community friend, which began, quote, he will die in jail, close quote. The he is Donald Trump. And this is a war. This is a soft coup, as some people have called it.
Right.
Jay Sekulow called it that recently. Damon Linker from TheWeek.com called it weaponized spin. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it is a federal crime. And here's the difference. We watched for 8 years as Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch acted like hockey goalies, blocking the legal puck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not there.
Right.
Now it's Jeff Sessions. So this is going to lead where it leads. And a lot of, you know, a lot of things are happening that, that affect the Democrat Party, and they're going to have protests.
Yeah.
They're going to
doesn't all this stuff have to be expedited, though? I mean, because this is a cockroach you can't allow to go running around. I mean, as you know, in D.C., the currency, the accepted currency in D.C. is leaks.
Well,
I mean, if you've got leaks, man, you've got a lot of value.
The most expedited act that we could take is what Rex Tillerson just did at the State Department, where the mainstream press called it a bloodbath, where he got rid of an entire floor of Obama and Clinton holdovers in the State Department. That's going to be done, you know, in the intelligence community to a certain extent. But the best thing they could do in the intelligence community is, you're right, expedite and get some indictments, send a message that this will not be tolerated, that criminal activity will not be tolerated, and get control of the intelligence communities. And look, the head of Homeland Security is a military guy, a general, General Kelly, and he's going to have a say in this.
Mm-hmm.
And the new, the guy who took Flynn's place, McMaster.
McMaster's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is another one of these super tough guys who, the criticism of him during his time in the Middle East is that he was too aggressive, that he didn't follow. He at the time, he was working for George W. Bush. He didn't follow the dictates of the Bush administration and kind of went in, and he actually was the inspiration for General Petraeus's strategy that ended up working. This guy is going to be very tough.
Yeah. We're talking the surge here.
I think there's going to be, you know, a certain level of house cleaning. The problem is, you can't totally bundle up the leaks because of the fact that you have these willing players like David Ignatius at the Washington Post, who's made his career out of contacts that are liberals within the intelligence community. If you don't think there's liberals in the intelligence community, just take a look at John Brennan's background, the appointee of the Obama administration to head the CIA. This guy was worried that the CIA wouldn't take him because he admitted that he voted for the Communist Party. That's how far left he is.
Mm.
He's known for...
Well, James, we're coming right down to the end here, but one really quick second, because I want to be fair and revisit that question I had for you, if it was unfair of me to liken this to Watergate, based on the timeline. Is that unfair?
Well,
Or yet to be determined?
We're looking at the time, we're looking at the early stages of this.
Yeah.
Was the crimes, you know, Watergate was a petty burglary during a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is a serious federal felony.
Oh, yeah, this is beyond.
Place before and after the president left office. So I would argue that it starts more serious.
Exactly. Stay with us, America. That's a wrap for James Herson, the one
Hi
and
there.
Only.
Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements. But a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body